to you live from Browns headquarters in Berea, Ohio. This is Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR.
Hey, Browns Nation, how is everybody feeling? As, yeah, I know it's a bye week and we're 10 days away from the next time the Browns get on the football field, but that's what we're here for.
Yes, sir.
Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. Michael Regei, Matt Wilhelm, Nathan Zagura will drop by, I do believe, a little bit later on. So we'll have a dash of Nathan as well. Great to be with all of you. And as I always tell you, you're looking terrific on the radio today, everybody, all over the big league city of Cleveland. Don't you love September, Maddie? I mean, this weather, which is supposed to last into about next week, I mean, temperatures in the 60s, brilliant, beautiful skies. North Coast, Lake Erie never looked better.
No, you're right, Reg. And I'll tell you what is, even when there's dashes of days like this, you know, even into, you know, August and of course, into October, it's I walk outside my house or whenever I walk outside for the first time and I feel it and I see it. I kind of look up at the sky and I just go, you know, either to myself or to whoever I'm with. I'm like, God, this is football weather, man.
Yep.
You know, you're going to go play a 60-minute game, you know, and not even break a sweat.
Mm-hmm.
That's so beautiful outside. So, it is great and it's beautiful here. And I think, again, just the building is, you know, still up tempo even after a tough loss against the Baltimore Ravens. You know, this place knows they're in a bigger and better place than they've ever been in the past, and this is not one of those buildings anymore that's going to hag their heads or expect anybody to feel sorry for them.
And we've got so much to get involved with today, and that's why we need your dialogue, we need your thoughts, we need you to opine with all of us. 216-578-0850. Let's give all the Twitter handles out as well, at MattWilhelm57, at Nathan Zagura, at Michael Regei, and at Browns_daily. I mean, you got all kinds of opportunities to tweet at the show, and we do get into the tweet, the mailbag as well, as the show rolls on. All right, we've got a latest thing out for you. As I said, 10 days away, Matt. 10 days away, bye week. I don't think anybody likes the bye week in September. I mean, again, you know, you have 3 football games, and if you're the Browns, where they are and looking to take these steps foundationally, I mean, you want to stay on the football field right now.
You definitely do, and I'm sure, you know, Coach Pettine talked about it yesterday that this, of course, in a bye week, gives you an opportunity to self-scout. You know, look into your personnel, look into your scheme, and evaluate it on what you're doing well and what you're not doing well. And on both sides of the ball, there are things that need to get taken care of and shored up. The one thing I'm sure he would like, and what you're probably alluding to, is you'd love a little bit bigger sample size. Because just after 3 weeks, and of course playing, you know, different types of opponents, and different guys playing in different roles with, you know, with Jordan Cameron down and Ben Tate down, and Barkevious Mingo missing time as well. You've never really had your full 11 starters and full 11 starters on offense and defense. So that is something that they're going to evaluate. And I really do feel, and I talked about this yesterday, is there's not going to be any major changes or major makeovers. But I do, in fact, think there's going to be little tweaks and differences where they're going to experiment with guys in different positions. And something also, too, Michael, is I think the coaches also, too, have to evaluate their game management, you know, and the usage of timeouts. And so it's not just them looking down on the players and tweaking them. It's them looking back at themselves on how can we improve, how can we get better as well.
Absolutely. And that's something I want to get into with you as we go through the course of the next couple of hours here on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. Mike Pettine, emotionally, right after the loss, alluded to that with regard to the coaching staff and things that come up situationally and personnel packaging and some of the ways that maybe all of that impacted the football game the other day. So we'll get into that a little bit later on. And, of course, we've got our Ohio Business Machines hot topics of the day. So let's lay those out right away. And, again, we want all of you to jump on board. You got plenty of opportunity today. 216-578-0850. And all of the Twitter handles I just gave you as well, at MattWilhelm57, at Nathan Zagura, at Michael Regai, and at Browns_Daily. All right, here's one. And we'll give you, Maddie, if you need a little time to think about this, because our producer, our coordinating producer, the main man, Jason Gibbs, he came up with some good ones today.
Yes, he did.
Didn't he?
He did.
All right, here you go. Here's something for all of you Browns Nation. I want you to chew on this. What one word would you use to describe the first three games of the Browns season and why? One word to describe it. And I, you need to think about that a little bit?
I don't.
You got it right away, huh? I've got mine.
You got yours. I absolutely do.
All right, man. Lay it on us, linebacker.
Go ahead. My one word that describes this season is finish. Finish. And I talked about it going into the Saints game. I've obviously talked about it all of last week. This team's margin for error, because of the talent and also the rookie head coach and a new scheme, both offensively and defensively, is not going to be the well-oiled machine that so many of these top 10 teams, which we'll get to later in our power poll, with, you know, with coordinators with substance of years below them and playing, you know, and playing with the unit, not really major changes. And so finish. They've got to open with excitement and close these football games. We've saw it time and time again last year, you know, and I really do think that when this team figures whatever it is that they need to do to finish, they're going to be a very good football team.
Man, you got me ready to put the helmet and pads on, Wilhelm. I like that. I like that because that just cuts right to the bottom line with the way things, as you laid out, you know, have to be there for this football team. Mine is a little bit more, it varies a little bit. For yours is stone cold bottom line,
yes.
Win-lose.
Yes.
Like Mike Patton said, pass-fail.
Correct.
I love that. I really do. Mine, I'm going to go with identity.
I love it.
Identity. And the reason is, I think we all can agree that this entire organization, it was something that they came in the door with. What are we going to mold our football team to be? Because, Matt, I think we could all agree that that's been the biggest problem around here. For what, and not getting on any one particular regime or one particular front office grouping or head coach and his staff. But they'd switch from week to week sometimes.
Yes, they would.
It's like, what the hell we want to be? I don't know. We're going to do this. This week we're going to be a tough, stout defense.
Right.
Then next week after they got gashed, it would be, well, let's try to be a high flying aerial circus. Now we're gonna try to put 40 up, you know. And I mean, I'm being a little bit broad based.
Sure.
Having a little bit of fun here, but it's true.
It absolutely
is. You get the drift.
True.
I mean, again, this is the biggest deal for them right now is, and I do believe that is starting to crystallize for us a little bit and start to get concrete. At least we could see the vision of where they want to go identity-wise.
100%, Michael. And I think that a lot of that stems back directly to Coach Mike Patton. And I really do believe that his identity has never wavered. I do believe at this point the offense has an identity. You know, are they going to play? Is Brian Hoyer going to throw for 300 yards and be darn near perfect at certain points in the game? No. You know, but the fact that he's controlled, they're taking their shots, they're sticking with their run game because they know it plays to their strength, which is that play-action passing game, in buying time for Brian Hoyer to make his decisions down the field. Now, where I do believe there are identity issues, it's I think they know what they want to be, so there's no question of that, and they're not going to be anything they're not.
Right.
It's they need to figure out how to achieve that true identity is on the defensive side of the ball, which is stopping the run. Of course, up front with that front seven, it's the fits. You know, it's just reading that Jim Leonard article talking about, you know, playing within the scheme and not being an individual out there, which is sometimes very tough when you've played in different schemes.
And that's exactly why Leonard's here, by the way, right?
Absolutely.
After being with Patton and Coach Ryan
for many years.
With the New York Jets.
And lastly, too, is I think the other thing that that the identity needs to get figured out is the special teams. To me, the special teams role is very, very black and white. You know, it's you got a good special teams unit or you got a bad special teams unit. And right now we're floating in that in between where we see flashes of good, You know, as we've seen with Coach Tabor in the past, very good, solid, which is why he's been retained for the third time.
Yeah.
Or hired, I'm saying, for the third time.
Yeah, he's survived three staffs.
Correct.
Which usually does not happen in this league.
Absolutely not. He's got to be doing something right. And so what I think, again, and we hope that this bye week will do is that he rights the ship. And there also, too, I think we're going to see some shakeup in personnel.
Mm-hmm.
Not necessarily you're not going to go cut a kicker, bring a kicker in, but in regards to who is on the protection units and also to who is returning the football, who is making those decisions, because what we have found out is one mistake, little bit of indecision lose you a football game.
Kill you. Crucial. No question about that. All right. So there's one of our Ohio Business Machine hot topics of the day. We can't wait to all of you weigh in on that. Here after we start rolling, we're laying everything out for you here in the monologue of Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. Michael Reg, I'm Matt Wilhelm with you. All right, here, how about this one too, Maddie? We saw today ESPN.com has the Browns ranked 24th in their weekly power poll. You agree or disagree with that, all of you? Tell us, Browns Nation, where would you put the Browns? ESPN.com's got them at 24 with this 1-2 record and three football games that have been decided now by a total of 8 points. One win and two losses.
Right. That is this football league. That's the one thing that we have to understand is that is this football league, and I'm sure I don't have the statistical data in front of me, but I'm sure there's a few other football teams out there right now sitting just like the Cleveland Browns saying, if we only could have this,
yeah,
or if only this would have fallen our way, we'd be sitting at a record significantly different than 1-2.
Right.
That being said, is I do think 24 is very close. And the reason I say that is you kind of got to break this league into thirds. There's your top third, which is your top 10, which we'll get to in our power poll later in the show.
Yep.
There's your middle third, which are, you know, your teams that are probably at 2-1 or maybe 1-2 with, you know, they just played really, really good football games and just lost in.
Yeah.
And then there's your back third, you know, and again, and so what I'm saying is I think the Browns are right on the cusp of, I put them in that 21-24 range, which mm-hmm. is about where they're at. So on the backside of that, because they're in the back third. And I think a lot of this is the misconception of the past about the Cleveland Browns, which is why we're falling.
It's hard to lose track of for most observers,
we have to
observers,
with the truly
right?
break tendency
right. yeah.
and win football games
yeah.
to get the love that we deserve.
Okay, so we need your thoughts on that. And also, and this is the one I tweeted out to you as we started the show today, as we begin Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford, and always love that all of you are in touch, and then you lend your voices to the show. So here, we're making you the head coach today. How about this, right? We're making you Mike Patton today. What would be the top three things? You're Mike Patton now. You got that extra week, right, with the bye week. You're still 10 days away from your next football game. What would be the top three things on your to-do list when it comes to fixing the Cleveland football Browns over the bye week period? Top three things. Now we can get technical here. We can bring all the X's and O's out here. Maddie, you wanna take a shot at that? You got a couple of areas that glaringly stick out to you right away if you're Mike Patton, what you're going to work on.
Absolutely, and some of this comes from listening in to Coach Mike Patton yesterday and, of course, his post-game speech in front of the media is my top three things. I think first and foremost is that defensive front and the fits of that defensive front, which I've already alluded to.
Yep.
So that doesn't just mean those three big guys. That means the outside linebackers, inside linebackers, Dante Whitner, Tashawn Gibson. That means everybody.
That's
minus
right.
the corners, essentially, who have some type of fit on run plays. Secondly, I already addressed it as well with Coach Tabor, special teams. Special teams will lose you football games. Special teams can also win you football games. That's winning, you know, the field position battle. That's making those plays. And in some cases, if the offense and defense are doing their job, the special team's not even being mentioned. You know,
that's
because,
right.
Because it's such a status quo.
Right.
They're doing their job. They're not making that explosive play. If you get the explosive play, it'll win you a football game.
Yeah.
But if you give it up, it'll lose you one. So that status quo, and that's where I wouldn't be surprised if I saw some shakeup in regards to, well, let's try this guy. Well, let's try that guy. You know, we believe in him.
Petten alluded to that, too.
Correct.
Mike alluded to that on Monday.
Exactly. Yeah. And lastly, is that, and I spoke of this already, is the game management. You know, game management as a whole, that's Brian Hoyer. You know, that's Coach Petten. That's his coordinators. Mm-hmm. You know, getting the play in on time so that the guys can go call a play. That's, you know, using our timeouts or saving our timeouts. That's 12 guys on the football field, which, you know, matching personnel. So all of that needs to be ironed out because this is still a very young, immature staff.
Yeah, and that is a and then that's an area I definitely came in here today to get into with you with regard to that because I believe, and again, you hope it's just as you almost like growing pains, Matt. But I'm, you know, I want to stay honed in on this because, you know, when you see them crop up, and if it happens, then you have to evaluate. Okay, you know, now you're kind of your radar's up, your antenna's up, and I on the defensive side, I've got to tell you, I'm a little bit concerned.
Sure,
I got a few concerns about that we'll get into. Also, some other things, we're going to get a break here real quick. Other things I want you to think about, too. Or maybe, how about this one? Because you are so honed in on special teams, and I'm right with you. We saw a long snapper 2 years ago, you know, lose his job and be shown the door during the football season. We see field goal kickers all the time. You know that.
Yeah.
Detroit just told Ryan Freese, that's all, goodbye. Yep. You're 3-7, can't have that. Goodbye.
Correct.
Again, and I'm referring to Ryan Pontbriand a couple of years ago. Any concern with you right now and how much with Christian Yount with regard to what's transpired the first 3 weeks on snaps on field goal attempts?
I think it needs to be evaluated. I think that Coach Tabor and Coach Petten need to sit down and evaluate exactly why. And if there is a problem, there is no better time than right now to make a switch.
Yeah.
Because the last thing that you want to happen is for something like a high snap or an errant snap or, you know, something, a mismanagement by him later in the game to cost you another game. Because we're talking about it now after 3 games. Do we want to have this conversation after 6,
no.
after 8, after 10?
Absolutely,
you know,
not.
Especially, again, knowing that there's that middle portion of our schedule, which bodes extremely well for us, mm-hmm. getting Josh Gordon back and what the impact that he can have is, I feel this Cleveland Browns team is going to be in this. You know, they're in it. They're in the hunt. They're competitive. They're able to win. We just need to close football games and finish, as I said.
All right. We've got the energy flowing. You know it's always going to be energized when the three of us get together and emotional, too. What do you say we use the first of our three allocated first-half timeouts for you as we go to break here on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford? Want to hear your voices and want to get your tweets. What one word would you use to describe the first 3 games of the Browns season and why? Matt went with finish. I went with identity. What say all of you? We'll get Nathan involved in this in a minute. Also, if you were Mike Petten, what would the top 3 things on your to-do list be when it comes to maybe fixing some of the things that got a little bit out of skew over these first 3 football games? And finally, of course, Power Poll. ESPN.com is the Browns' 24th in their weekly poll this week. You agree? You disagree with that? Where would you put them? All of that, those are our Ohio Business Machine Hot Topics of the Day. When we get back, we'll delve all of it into it with you, 216-578-0850. And on Twitter, we're always into the mailbag, at Nathan Zagura, at Matt Wilhelm 57, at Michael Regai, at Browns _ Daily. You can't miss. You got a load of it. Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. We're rolling with energy, as always, for you. We're back in a moment. Don't go away.